Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, everyone. So glad to have you with us in our itty-bitty studio, but you sound like a lot of people. And those of you that are joining us on Facebook Live, on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, so you can watch us in action. And, of course, those of you around the world that are catching us on Blog Talk Radio.
More on Facebook Live around the world, too.
That's true, but we don't really get that many on Facebook Live.
You get Australia, UK, Ireland.
I thought that was on here. Oh,
Facebook Live.
All right, yes. Wonderful having an engineer on the
show. That's where we get most of our folks because they don't call in here very often because they don't have international plans.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And I was going to say something and I went, okay. Anyway, to clear up any confusion, we're using an ordinary deck of playing cards. This is the method personal prophecy that my grandmother taught me. Well, it was back in 1982. And I'm the only living expert of this method, as I haven't been able to find it anywhere, not in books, not on the internet. And I'm not saying there aren't other playing card systems for perceiving the future. They are out there. They're probably very good. I just have only focused on this particular method. Now, I'm going to turn it over to Jimbo Baggins so he can fill you in on a few tips for calling into the show.
Yes. First of all, remind everybody the show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. We'll do that little disclaimer thing like they do on TV. When they start telling you about all this drug,
it
might make your head fall off, you know. In other words, don't watch the Psychic Love Doctor show if you're allergic to it, okay? That's always my favorite one. Why do you shouldn't take that if it's going to kill you. Oh, thanks for telling me because I was about to. Anyway, it's our disclaimer. That's the point of all that banter. That was a disclaimer, just... They have to cover it legally. We don't want somebody saying, well, she gave me a reading. I sold my house. It's her fault I sold my house.
Yeah, we don't want that happening, please.
No, don't do that. We'll talk about calling in because that's how you get your reading.
All right.
What's one of your ways? You call in. The phone number is 515-602-9676. Call in on your phone. You can Skype in. People do Skype in. When you call, you'll get some automated recording things telling you about how you're going on hold, and you will be on hold and you will hear the show. So everything's cool. We see you on a list on our computer. You're good. You're covered. You will not be forgotten. I keep track of order and stuff like that too. I take calls in the order that you got in the queue. And if you get disconnected, immediately call back.
That's right. Your
cell phones drop. It's the internet. Internet's crazy. So when you get a hold of us, finally live, we say, hey, you're live. Please get off your speakerphone because it's not good on our end. Bluetooth speakerphone. By the time we hear it on our speakers after it goes through the internet and stuff, it can be really bad. If you gotta, you gotta. We don't want you getting a car wreck or breaking laws or anything like that, but be advised it might not work out. So please, and be stationary. Stop the multitasking after you get off a hold. Sit down, relax, watch your background noise. All that stuff matters all of a sudden because it has to go through the internet and come out on our speakers. So that's all. Things you maybe not usually worry about talking to a buddy down the street or something. You gotta be a little extra careful here with us. Second busy method to call in is you can messenger Deborah Lee on Facebook Messenger.
And this is the Facebook portal.
Which is really a useful thing for our international folks because their average person doesn't have an international calling plan because they are not cheap. So Messenger, just internet. As long as you have internet, you can messenger us. All right, you got to be her friend.
Yeah, and please try not to wing it because I know myself, I once made a two-minute phone call to a party, an individual in Dubai.
Well, she's talking about actually using your real
two
phone.
2 minutes on a cell phone, and it was $250.
Yeah.
So that's why we offer you can call us over Messenger.
Right.
And you don't have to use the video. You can just be audio.
It's up to you. It's up to you. Nobody's going to see except us anyway.
Yeah, I don't turn the thing around.
No. But the Messenger folks, we don't have a great, because it's free, we don't have a great automated holding queue system. So you can't Messenger us unless we actually physically say Messenger us now. Yeah. Otherwise, we're going to have to 86 you. But you can call back. You're not going to be punished and go to Facebook jail or anything. We just can't take your call immediately until we're ready. That is all. And for the folks that can do neither, we will turn to them. And we kind of do almost every show-ish, maybe not on Mondays, but we will turn to the folks that can't do either, and they can type their question in when we ask. So if you're watching us on Facebook Live and you're feeling bad because you can't Messenger or call us, do not despair. There's a chance you'll get
Yes, we'll look to you.
We will. We shall do so. So do not despair. Let me give that number out uno mas, well, not one more time before our next caller. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in.
Yes.
And let's make that turn to the first caller. Our first caller is 423, Tennessee, 423. Your caller
Hello,
number one.
Hello, Tennessee. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Is this Damien?
Yeah, that is correct. And I got some wonderful news for y'all.
Oh, please share.
I was kind of wondering if we'd get an update. So here it is. What do we got?
Okay. So I got this non-logical pull to call my dad's attorney that handled his divorce. And I couldn't put two and two together as to why just call him. But he let me in on a little insight into the paperwork he was able to find at the courthouse. The little thing you talked about that's been kind of buried under some stuff, we could have just potentially found it because in one of the exhibits, we cannot cross-reference it with the original document. As in, it was prepared by my dad's attorney, but he no longer has the original. And the discovery phase by the lender, they did not disclose where they got this particular document for this exhibit from, because it was not an original. So for all we know, it could be a copy of a copy of a copy, doctored I don't know how many times over.
Yeah,
so here's my two-part question. Number one, are my suspicions correct? And part two is, so that way we're not looking all over the state of Virginia trying to find this female lawyer. Is anything coming through, like, on a name on who to look for or where to, like, begin to look for, so we're not looking all over Virginia for her?
Yeah. Okay. First of all, we do have some new folks tonight listening to us and watching. We've got to put out the disclaimer because they probably are wondering what the heck is going on.
Yeah, we are, just for the brand new folks.
We are not allowed by internet standards to give any, like, say, specific legal advice or medical.
Any kind of professional type. We're not attorneys.
We don't have the shingles.
We're not
for
credentialed
that.
In any kind of contractor law or any of that stuff, right?
So we have to say that.
Yes.
But we can look at the atmosphere around a situation. And this particular man on the phone, our dear friend Damien, who calls us, he's going through a particularly difficult situation pertaining to a family that involves an inheritance. And that should probably be enough. There's a dispute. You know,
it's a legal dispute.
He should be the rightful heir.
It's been
going
on for quite some time, and it's very frustrating to him. And
without getting into specifics.
And there may be a little light at the end of the tunnel, and that's what we're going to start flopping cards for.
Okay. Now, there's no original, correct, Damien?
Yes. Apparently, there is no original because he admitted that, he did prepare all of this, but the original file has long since been destroyed, and since I'm up here with my mother, we also cross-referenced the stuff that my mom had, and we went through with a fine-tooth comb with what she had. We can't find it even in those documents, so we don't know where this came from.
Does that pertain to your case? Is that pertaining
yes.
to... Okay. Did he offer any advice to you?
Yes, and when we find the attorney, this is what we're going to present to her first, is we got to find out where this document came from, because we cannot reference the original, so we don't know if it's in a copy of the original or if it's been copied and doctored so many times over that it bears no resemblance to the original.
Right,
so
yeah.
It's kind of a guessing game.
It is, and, you know, if there's not, like, an original on file in the courts and stuff, then it kind of can't
be
its authenticity has to
yeah,
be questioned.
Yeah, wouldn't that be a forgery of some
sort? Right, you just
sort?
Can't, you could, it's in question. Its authenticity would be in question if you can't find an original officially filed away somewhere.
Do you know any further information about why the plaintiffs dropped the case? Or are you the plaintiff?
No.
I'm the defendant. They were the plaintiff. They just dropped it. They non-suited it out. But I think now we might know why, because if this document was true, this should have been put on file, recorded, no problems. But the fact that it's not indicates there's something wrong with this document in its current form and the fact we cannot cross-reference it to an original.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. It looks like your father's attorney has given you a golden key for this whole thing. Because you're right there, and that man is right there, and between you is an exchange. And it's an exchange of information that I feel is really going to go places for you. I'm excited because though what those people did to you was wrong, or that woman in the family, that was wrong. That was deceitful and, absolutely wrong. So about the female.
I want to know if you can, like, throw some kind of tiny bit of specific information, if you see it, like a name or maybe something more specific to make it come to light.
Have you been looking at firms that have ladies on staff?
Well, we've been looking up here in her area. We've been looking down where the case is at, and we're not really having any luck.
Okay.
And I'm sorry. I had it written down. I've got to find a better system of note-taking because my note-taking becomes a black hole where everything goes. And I was going to do some searching. As I'm changing it to, will you find the right lawyer? We'll go with whatever the cards say.
Get the things you reveal to help with the search.
This may be,
it might not be
a firm where she's going to be second chair and not first.
She could be not a partner.
That's right.
You know, so-and-so came to her. They may not be one of those.
But
it's a decent-sized firm. They have lots. People that just aren't partners, so their name's not in the title of the company, that's all. Doesn't mean that they're not a significant cause for that firm.
Exactly,
it just means
right.
They're not they had to become a partner, because not everybody can be a partner, obviously. But yeah. Okay, well, the cards are going down.
Are saying that Damien, and you've done a thorough search, is now try to find someone at a male at a firm, and he's going to have an associate that is going to do a lot of work on the case, and you'll get the feeling, you know, if you meet with the two of them, you want a woman who has, like, big eyes. You don't need to be stereotypical, but you want it to be, like, a vulture.
So what you're saying is the search can get hung on the female.
I would imagine, with your case, was she a stepsister or what?
Y'all are breaking up real bad.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Sorry, hon. Internet sucks today. The woman that brought this case, was she in through marriage? Sister,
yeah, y'all are breaking up real bad. I can't hear you.
We'll listen to the show in replay.
You can watch the replay on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
So obviously we're having some blog
communication. There's her, the woman that was involved in that other, the mean side of the case, I guess you could say. And there's a man with her. They're maybe together. But between them is great unhappiness. And they don't go forward. Maybe they've got it. That's why they would have to take it. he wouldn't. I don't know. Just saying. Just go with it.
The original was something that was helping their case, correct? If there was such an original for that of it.
No, I thought it was going to help Damien. He can't really hear us. So
oh, yeah. No,
we'll
no,
have
that's,
to hear
not, that's not what I was saying. He was saying one of the exhibits in the case was something that there wasn't.
Has
they
no
could
original.
Never find an original
right.
for it. And they were the ones that brought the case to court against him. He was a defendant.
So we'll have to see how this plays out.
Right.
But at least this attorney of his father, good thinking to call him. And
I never
put him on
case. Get extra advice.
Oh, if only he could.
Yeah.
Write, I mean, I would think that his testimony could be used in the case if he could recollect.
Well, he was just an attorney in his father's yeah. divorce.
Oh, right.
So that was the action. He wasn't
yeah,
involved.
I thought it was.
Right. But he, because of that connection, he decided to help Mel take a peek at this, too.
Okay. Well, the best I can say is I feel it's moving forward, and I feel that you are getting closer to a very positive outcome. And that's not considering any curveballs coming along in the meantime, which I don't see. So I know it's going through a tough time, Damien. Just try and keep your chin up, and everything is in some way connected with all of this. It's all work out.
Yeah, it just sucks.
Yeah.
The legal system is not speedy as you will.
Not at all.
And I don't have to preach to his choir. He knows.
Yeah, and
all right.
I have worse people coming to me with dealings in court proceedings that would be enough to pass out on the how long 5 months for a restraining order. That's wrong.
Yeah, that, it all depends
yeah.
on where you are.
Right, it does.
There.
So
it's
Damien,
not so bad here.
Glad to hear from you, and please check in with us again soon. First of all, look for a firm that. That's an offer, one thing. And there's going to be a woman involved. I just feel that there will. And she's not the legal secretary. So you know.
All righty.
Clear up to that. All right.
All right. Yeah, solve communication problems.
Yeah.
You know, they have phones and all this. Get something to get whack. That's for anybody. If you can go on, after the show's over, we post. We're on Blog Talk and you're having some issues hearing us, we will post the show on Facebook Live in its entirety.
And also, if your call gets dropped while I'm doing your reading,
same thing.
I will complete the reading
you
and you can check
will always complete
back.
The reading. If you
yeah.
can't hear us, like yeah. kind of was in the case, you completed the reading and like, you would only
That's
get
right.
only little tiny little bits and pieces.
Okay. Well, it's going to come out, I think, to a very positive outcome, and that's what's important.
All right. Well, good luck, Damien.
All right. Well, thank you all.
Let us know again.
Yeah, you too. Take
yep,
care.
I'll be in touch next week.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. All right. That was cool. Sorry about the comments, but it's good that he has updates. Suzanne here. Hello.
Well, Suzanne. Glad
Suzanne
to have
said
you.
She ordered your book from England last night. I guess you said that's where they were.
That's
right
where
there.
Old Books is where, and that's John Hunt Publishing, I believe. I know that it's available on our U.S. Sellers.
Sure. Yep. And
but
we have Mike
how,
from the U.K. here.
Yes.
Hey,
Mike.
Shout out real quick.
Well, you feel honored. Remember, this book was written some time ago. And the work that I'm doing for the school takes it a step further, which I did not have back. You know, I actually spent 10 years writing the book because so much of it was so intricate. And I was taking grandma, and grandma sometimes wasn't all there. I was taking her instruction and trying to build, you know, off that. All right.
All right. The phone lines are open.
Now, this is really weird. The last few Thursdays, we've been jammed.
Yeah, we've blown up.
And here we are. Well, we never know.
But you know what? Here's something that's happening in the United States. We are approaching Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And so people will grab a couple extra days of vacation and start Memorial Day weekends early and get many, many days off. So that could be it here for the United States.
Very true. The
yeah.
summer, all kinds of businesses like mine mm-hmm. go into a slump. It's usually more toward like the holidays or into the new year that we really, things pick up.
Yeah, and for a lot of places, the official season kickoff, because if you're getting close to where schools are letting out, colleges are wrapping it up. So it's like the Memorial Day weekend is like the big, it's officially season, yay, even though, you know, that's what,
well, when people are in good spirits, they often disregard some problems they're having that aren't immediate, you know. And most people don't just call me to say, hi, how are you?
And my son, he ordered it too.
Well, my, thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Next messenger call goes, take it. Next, any call, right, the phone lines are open. We'll take the next messenger call. I asked a question. He did an info. He said, do you see Johnny or Anna probably get more info?
John Amber.
Yeah, and I already asked, like, this, what kind of problem are you talking about? Are they brilliant? Are they, these ends? Are these...
This method is very literal in terms of if you ask about a specific situation, it's going to give you a specific response. Now, I don't know what John and Amber are up to, but if you were to tell us a little something, that's
going to
help.
Yeah, otherwise you're going to get some very vague, fogginess information back.
Well, it's kind of like
specific.
The lady I did the reading on concerning her water problem where her yard was wet, and she's in a place that doesn't get a lot of
wet. Oh, boy, you're going to love this.
Okay, well, let me finish my train of thought.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
She was only asking if it was the housing association that was responsible or obligated to fix it, or was this her fault? Or her obligation, and because we didn't bring a third party of, could it be something the city would look into and, you know, restore the situation so her yard isn't like a swamp all the time. And it actually was the third option, which, so the two between the HOA and her, the cards were, it seemed very iffy. They would go yes and no and yes and no. So had we discuss, oh, well, what would the city say?
No, she had a house, right?
She had a subdivision.
But remember, a homeowner association, they're not responsible financially for anything. They actually just are Gestapo. They set rules. You have to do this. You have to do that. You have to do that. You have to do that. They don't fix shit.
You pay fees to the association.
To have them be Gestapo to make sure everybody else only has this much clear paint and this much this and this much that. They don't fix your pipes.
Well, if it's their responsibility... Well, Jim, she goes to all the meetings. It could be a condo.
Yeah, if it's a condo, that's different. But if it's an actual, like when you live in those neighborhoods and these houses, it's to keep everybody on track so you don't have Fred Stafford.
But if they have to repair the roofs and things like that, they have money set aside for that.
All right, we're not going to talk about that. That's me. Oh, you're going to love what he was asking about.
Got it.
Your favorite case that's been going on in the news.
Okay, Mike. I'm glad you asked.
Yeah, I knew she was going to know that.
I have not checked the cards
That's
on
true.
It.
That's true. She reads about it a lot and watches the news, but she doesn't flip cards on it. But here it comes.
And I try not to let my own personal feelings, you know, fade into or come into the reading.
Right.
Amber and everybody's picking sides. It kind of reminds me of the whole Brad Pitt, Angelina, and Jennifer Aniston.
That never went into court, right? That was just a...
No, it was just people...
It was just in the news.
You were either team...
Things were, yeah.
Team
right.
Aniston
right.
Or...
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know what you're saying.
All right, so he wants to know... Oh, God, give it back to me again.
Johnny and Amber, he wants to know...
Yeah.
Basically... Do you see Johnny or Amber as the problem? Who's the problem here? Or is it... Mutual.
I'm glad you didn't ask me if what the outcome will be.
I was just curious.
Because this case is so muddled.
When you get people that are having, like, it's about big dollars and there's big lawyers involved, it's always going to be a big muddy water quagmire
of
crap. They all throw it out there.
There was one instance, though, just since we're waiting, I'll talk about this. I saw a video clip. They left too. And in the video clip, they showed Amber like this. You know, and she was on the stand. And then all of a sudden, she didn't realize she was on camera, and she turned And she went like that.
But it kind of doesn't matter for the camera because the jury's there.
No, but it's saying she. This was an act. With the
yeah, but I'm saying what I'm saying for the news media. But the jury's there. They don't need cameras. They're there 24/7 images and everything. So anytime she does that, they're seeing it all the time. It's just the news cameras. That's the thing. That's why some places don't allow that news coverage in court. Some do. Some do limited. Yeah, they tell, every place has their own rules and restrictions on them. And there's a lot of them don't like it. Just bright lights and all that.
One thing they've said is she doesn't have any money, nothing real.
Well,
she's got that $7 million
obviously nothing
from the divorce that she was supposed to donate because she said she would.
Right. He's central, but they both seem troubled. I think that's an understatement, isn't it?
Highly toxic people.
Yeah, they were probably...
And that's probably his talent, you know?
Yeah, he's definitely a cuckoo, but a lot of good actors and actors are kind of cuckoo. That's why they're good at what they do.
It is. They're kind of misfits.
They're different. They're kind of like not your average everyday schmo because they can't be to be that good.
And could you imagine, Mike, say, being involved with a female, an actress who's, like, really great at a craft, and you never know if she's acting or telling you the truth?
True.
That would...
Well, and I think it goes that way with just your regular people, too. You never know sometimes. Especially when these people meet somebody new and they start saying, oh, this is a new person, really great. And it's like, yeah, you've known each other for a month.
I got to lay him again.
Like, really? How much do you really know somebody?
I don't know.
You only know as much as they let you know, you know?
Was it that guy, House, Greg House?
The show
said,
House, yeah.
Everybody lies.
Everybody lies.
And you never really know.
Yep, everybody lies.
Yeah. That just took girlfriend at the Texas school. Did anybody around him even think? I don't know. Okay, I'm going to try this again. He's coming through pretty soon in these cards. One thing, he's got bajillions of dollars.
His filmography is pretty big.
I'm surprised he didn't just tell his lawyer, just pay the biatch. Give her money and send her on her way.
Yeah, I just hit him. He strikes her sometimes, and the people don't care. And it's the human. But, you know, they really work. You might say, what?
Not an ugly chicken anymore. So I think there's something very striking about her.
No, I see him off the bed.
Why he put up with that so long?
Yeah, but I don't know what the news gets paid and what they say on. Most people know the truth. And if they reveal everything that they know, then when you know the revealing, like, everybody lies. So take a grain of salt when everybody tests. Understand. That was like the case, but you know.
This is really interesting. This case is so. Like right now, the cards are willy-nilly about it.
Right, some too much info, too much up in the air, right? Dynamic stuff, crazy crap still going
it
on.
It could go either way at this point, and there still could be a settlement out of court.
That is a fact. I mean, they can get all the way to the end, and then it could happen. Also, and then they go mum. They'll like, oop, nobody's allowed to talk. We did a settlement.
The only really big thing, or whatever you could call it. She damaged his career. They don't want to touch him now because he's got to be insured for his, you know, performance that he will show up, that, you know, and now they're very concerned.
I mean, I see what you're saying. He'll probably still get roles. They won't probably be throwing themselves at him like they used to.
No, and I feel like now they threw him on the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Which, you know what? They probably did a favorite show died after the third one. Let's just let it go.
Okay, now I'm going to do something that I don't want you guys are going to start learning cards to do yet. But I'm going to do something when I'm trying really hard to, get info out of the cards.
Okay, what are you doing?
I don't want them doing this yet when they get their thing. I'm going to specifically, because I asked from Amber's point of view, I asked from Johnny's point of view. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to ask from my own if I'm going to be happy with the outcome.
Hmm.
And we'll see.
I will do the hump, hump, hump. It's over the hump. I'll give everybody the over-the-hump speech, the spiel. first one is our disclaimer that everybody know this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. We hope everybody enjoys themselves. And I'll remind everybody that the number to call in is 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in on your phone or Skype in. And secondary method is you can Facebook Messenger us to Deborah Lee and live also. And then
do you?
The method we're currently doing right now is we'll just take people on Facebook, the viewers on Facebook Live, and we'll do their readings right now. That's it. If you can't do the other two things, this is we can still do this for you folks. I just can't, like our folks in the UK.
There's a big lie involved in this whole case. And so far the cards are saying, no, I'm not going to be happy about it. And that would be for Amber to win. I know that doesn't seem like I'm standing with her very much, but she is a nut job.
What's win is relative to?
Yeah.
When these kind of cases, what is actually a win? You know, really? Everybody thinks just the big fallout, I win my entire settlement, I win my entire settlement, but if they do something in between, you know, the jury says this, because the jury, it's the jury. The jury can just pick some, actually this amount, you know? Then who really won, right?
And it might end up being a wash.
It might be. It might just, and you know what, you both screwed each other and it's a wash. So you don't eat each other nothing. You've already damaged each other and it's equal.
I think that they both fed off of each other's toxicity.
Well, probably what attracted them to each other.
He was a drunk and a drug addict. He was not maybe a drunk, but she did her share of, you know, street drugs too.
And, you know, they probably were both a little bit the exact normal, even keel person, which probably would attracted them to each other. A little bit, what do you want to say, eccentric? Isn't that a nice word to say? He's kind of loopy in the brain.
If you look at some of his past movies, the man is brilliant, but he is loopy. You know?
I was going to say, some people have to be like that. That's just their thing, you know?
Yeah, well, maybe having, I like what you said, Mike. Maybe we didn't need to have, you know, the 100th, what we call it, the Pirates of the Caribbean. What are those called? When they do not a remake, but it's
You can say it's a series of movies, basically.
Yeah, sequel. We don't need 100 sequels to
To be honest, in the sequel world, if you have three really good ones, you went above the law. Average is typically 1.5. A lot of sequels, the second one sucked.
Yeah.
And if you hit two, that's good. And if you hit three that did really well in the theaters, and all three of them did, you went above expectations, and you should have put it down after that. But they did.
All right. Well, that was good to explore. Right. Anytime there's something.
That was cool. Yeah, that's a
that
good example.
That you might
want to
take a look at. Yeah.
I mean, it can be. It doesn't. You know, everybody thinks it has to be about my love situation because
no
people don't know.
Well, and in class, when we get to, I will be doing live sessions with everybody too, and we will look at things that are in the news. It's a very good way to expand your own skill. That way. Okay.
Yeah, all right. I'm just making sure we had another. I want to make sure before we go to the media.
We better not be going to the media.
First thing I'm going to remind everybody that number to call in is 515-602-9676. You can call in now and we will take the call. You can Facebook Messenger Deborah Lee right now. We shall take the Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, and we are kicking off. Nobody's here except all of you. But this gives you an advantage. Between now, tomorrow night's show, and Saturday night's
next
show,
days.
We are going to start collecting everybody's names who appeared here. We don't want to open this up like you said.
Yeah, either in Facebook Live or those that called in.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're going to jot down all the names.
And that I'm going to give away the prize.
Period. She's going to random pull them out.
Or we'll do personal one-on-one sessions for free. I also have, what else do I have?
I don't know what else I have.
I got
lots of stuff. She's got stuff.
But yeah, that'll give you a chance to have a session with me.
Yeah, like
and
a quick little mini session, nothing major. Now I can get an hour out of it. Okay. That's typically too much. Most of your people don't do an hour because
they'll do maybe 30.
Right, because even if they pay for it, it's just like it just there's a certain point where that subject is either put to bed or just can't be resolved right away. Right, let's go back and look. sometimes they'll save the other minutes.
I agree. And I could think some will say, well, that's in a normal 30-minute session. A lot of times they'll say, okay, let's save my last 10 minutes. And then they will sometimes, when they're on a date, they'll step out, they'll go to the ladies' room, and they'll give me a call and say, hey, can we use up my 10 minutes right now? And I'm like, sure. So, yeah.
All right. We have covered plenty of questions. We have people that number, again, the number is 515-967. Call, you can be live on air, or you can Facebook Messenger Deborah Lee and be live on air that way. Or we shall turn to Suzanne. Suzanne, I want to know about her grandchildren. Let me go back to
okay.
that. Any news on the grandkids, and will I get any more?
Okay. Tell us how many you have already. I'm trying to remember. I know we've
Catch us up a little bit. I mean, obviously, you want to know, I guess, you said news on grandchildren, as in the ones you already have? And two-part question. And will you get more, or do you want to know, that's your question, you want to know if you're going to get more grandchildren? Let us know. There's no, and she should put the cards down. The cards shall go down.
And even if they're very young, I can give a lot of insight into what her future's going to hold.
She says four, so I'm assuming she has four.
Okay.
All right. Well,
and they're
looking if she's going to have more. I bet.
Said yes.
I don't know. I think it's both. What about the four? Oh, okay. The four she has, anything you can see about that, and also if you see more coming.
Are they all in one family, the four?
Yeah, is one dad, or is it multiple moms? Multiple, but I should never assume. And she's so she doesn't know about the four, and do you need to know that?
I just wanted to know about the
four. Sure. Okay. We shall find that out. Any...
And I can't stop to reach the husband. And that can actually be overshadowing the cars. So we have to take our own current emotional state into consideration. Like if somebody were to call up tonight and they're very upset about something, that can overshadow the whole reading. A lot of times it's important to, you know, put yourself in a neutral state if you can. Let's see what we can get. And like I was going to say, Suzanne, you can all do this individually for them. I don't know what they're awesome. When children start to get into puberty and they're turning into teenagers, you can actually track the kids and what kind of trouble they might be getting into, the group they're hanging out with. I mean, it can really be very insightful. Well, I'm feeling that all of you are like pinning wishes and hopes to each of them. And I feel that they're going to turn out to be very good offspring, you could say. You're going to be proud, Grandma, of them. And if, you know, things fluctuate as time passes. But for right now, I do feel that there will be a lot of abundance in their life. And you, undertaking such a spiritual path, you're going to be able to project that abundance to them. Abundance in spirit, and passion. You know, it isn't always just money and success. Sometimes it's more of those, character traits. But, oh, yeah, they all seem... Is there any females in this bunch? Do you have a granddaughter?
No, it'll be a female delay.
Okay.
So you might just keep on, and I'll relay that as soon as I hear.
Well, let's just say, if their granddaughter, she's going to go to medicine. That is coming through very clear. I would not be surprised she becomes an obstetrician.
I heard the word three.
And delivers her baby.
Three, I'm not sure what that means.
So it's one of the girls. And there was another thing. Yes, I feel there will be more grandchildren for you. I definitely do. At least some more.
I'm talking to somebody else not related to this.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I don't need to know, but you're not doing them right now, so you don't need to learn this.
Like we said, you know, this thing, the astronomical odds, the same kind of card falling when you, in a 24-card layout of a deck of 52, it's astronomical for it to fall the same way. And yet here I'm still seeing you are going to do some phenomenal, work. A lot of them are very damaged. They have abusive, sometimes they just are so lethargic, they don't work, they're not productive in their lives. I just feel that you're going to be able to tap all these different issues, and it'll be concerning men, and you'll be considered like a goddess to them. I think it's really beautiful. I do.
Yeah, I need you to keep talking.
Well, I'm not sure what else to say. I'm just really thrilled that you both have decided to get the book. And remember, I have to tell all the new students, try not to overthink it. Imagine that you're learning a new language. And it really is very much like a language. The language of the heart, because there's a lot of emotion in the heart. Take it step by step and don't try to race through it. And if you do have any history working with cards there's all different types of methods out there of perceiving future events, you may find it easier. Took me a good solid 4 months sitting next to my grandmother in her rocking chair as she was teaching me this. And but a lot of people pick it up quite sooner. Like I told you about the girl that worked in my office. She was a marriage counselor who shared an office with me, and she learned it in like 3 days. So.
Okay, well, she said, well,
I'm not anything tragic.
I was busy doing stuff. Did you see any new grandkids coming on the horizon? Or?
I see a pregnancy at this point.
Did you already tell her and I missed it?
And I said it's going to be very well received by
good.
All concerned.
Well, it sounds like typically. Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, Luna just rocked in.
Well, hey, Luna.
Hey, Luna, we got lots of show left. If you want to give us a call, we will take your call. No problem, Mendo. If you don't, we understand. It's all up to you. I will put the number to all, because I know Tanya is here. She's visiting South Carolina.
Yes. Is she still with us?
I don't know.
Laura's here.
Did I miss my name? I don't know what she means by.
Four.
We know you're here, Laura. That's what we said. She was here very early.
Do you have a question?
So I have to open up back, and it's a show lesson. We can all relax. Lines. So that number is 556-029-676.
And
everybody,
yeah.
This is a normal price because $10. This is story. We're taking calls, right? The lines are open, and we can Facebook Messenger. And go to the Facebook 5 years that can't feel like they want to either. But we still prefer that you call, and it's better for you to do so, to call or messenger us, because it's a better live one-on-one with no delay. You saw the live readings, you get that 20 to 30 second delay.
Yeah.
It's not the quality will be better if you can be live with us, call us or messenger us. So we shall take whoever does first. Who can ever messenger?
Oh, Tanya's here.
Yeah, I've been talking to her, and
you don't feel like calling in, and she probably isn't a friend on Facebook.
But I'm just letting everybody know.
Or she could be. I don't.
Yeah, we don't know. I'm just letting everybody know that the lines are open. You hear it. Tanya, I gave you the phone number. 515-602-9676. Give us that's, you'll enjoy reading. There's nothing to be scared
about.
Sure,
I would call if I was a newcomer.
Everybody's different. You're right. Everybody's different. If I was a super newcomer, I would have probably just watched the meeting to go sit outside the work to get a feel for what the protocol is.
That's right. There could be many more watching.
Right. Yeah.
That I didn't even see. And Luna, how is the little guy doing? He's been troubled with his ears.
Yes. Well, okay. So the lines are open. Nobody's given us messages.
Maybe they're having their own little group session.
That's no big deal.
Yeah.
It's fine. And right now we're doing 3 days in a row. I mean, we've already kind of done a marathon, but we didn't plan it, but we are for Friday and Saturday. So even if you don't get in right second, I'm scrolling so don't look.
Why shouldn't I look?
Because you're not getting the latest of anything. I'm scrolling backwards.
No, but Luna had put something in there that seemed interesting.
Well, but...
Okay.
But... Laura said she can't call her things dogs barking and all that stuff. Kind of funny. But she did... Here's your question real quick.
All right. Who's this for, Laura?
This is Laura. She was earlier. She wants to know if you can see when I'll be settling my... ICBC cream by my home, please.
Okay, first of all, what is ICBC?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
And you're in Canada, right? She's Laura's Canada.
Yeah, and then we'll call her on hold. We'll take you next.
All right.
We just started a reading. No big deal. So we'll do this, and then we'll take our caller on hold.
It's 423.
Yeah, we know who it is.
Yeah, we do.
We know, but we don't. We like to pretend we don't, because sometimes we're wrong as hell when we think we know who it is.
Remember, all the rest of you, your names will put into a drawing.
Yep. The old, it's, oh, it's car insurance.
Oh, okay. He wants to know.
Oh, Luna says, she's, ha, 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 it's not me. Right?
Oh.
She's joking me.
Oh, okay.
Ha, ha. That's why you should look here all the
time. Actually,
Deb.
We've had other cars from Tennessee.
We absolutely have. We have, and we've been confused. All right.
I think you passed her.
No, I didn't pass her. She just told you it was. It's British Columbia's car.
Yeah, but I just saw her question go by.
I went back. She wants to know about her claim, her court claim with that.
Court claim?
The insurance claim.
When she was settling her claim.
And she said it's their version of car insurance, she said.
Okay.
And buying my home place. So I just went back after you got that info. They owe me money for a car accident from 5 years ago. So that's all that is.
They still owe you?
Imagine insurance companies. It doesn't matter what country you're in, does it? Insurance companies are insurance companies. Chase does. They want money for nothing, isn't that? It's a great business. You should. That is such an awesome business. People give me money. And when something happens, especially they screw up, I will fix their shit, but now their insurance rates are going up. So they actually are going to pay for it. you're going to pay if it's your fault, especially.
Sounds like you're dealing with a mafia.
Oh, it's a great business. I mean, the thing is you have to have, you got to have a decent amount of capital to start up an insurance company, but it's a great business. Imagine them, look at the way they advertise. Look at the whole conglomerate they are, Geico and Progressive. Look how they're competing. You know why? Because they're making money hand over foot. Luna says, really? It's not her. Okay. I thought she was kidding. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Well, there you go.
Remember one time I went to say hi, Luna, but it was somebody else.
Yeah. So anyway, call her on hold. I know.
Yeah, we'll be
waiting. Don't worry. Don't worry about Bach. We don't let anybody hang on these shows. Monday, we have no control over the other shows. We'll extend if we need to get you in. So we will hold. Go ahead.
Laura. It's Laura, right?
Yep.
You need to become the squeaky wheel with those people. Because the delay that I'm seeing after all this time is ridiculous.
Yeah, I believe it.
And
5 years is stupid.
Yeah, and
it's
you know
dumb.
What? You could even start threatening them. That, I can climb higher if I need to and start going up the chain of command because I see where it's delayed. I see where they would kind of just go
That's
away.
All insurance companies want you to go away or take a tiny little payout and then go away. Yep.
And that's the only way I feel you're going to get it. And but remember, you're right. to drive them crazy. I did that. I tried with the IRS down here in the States. Oh, my God. Anyway, they owe me $2,015. You know, honey, when you owe them, they're going to take penalties and interest. But I have a real feeling that when they return the money they owe to me from those years ago, they will not pay a cent.
No, I read that. And as of the date of the letter on September 1st, that did accumulate interest. But now that was September 1st of 2021. Will she get interest from September 1st, 2021 till 2022? Yeah.
It'll be minuscule.
Yeah.
About the home, I don't know what's going on in Canada, but I can tell you that a lot of certain parts that our interest rates are going to start climbing again. And they're urging people that if you're going to buy, try to get in the market as quickly as you can. It's going to refinance. That's a pretty good thing also. So, I'm thinking it might take a little, it might take a little longer than wishing.
5 years,
for a home. Some people.
I think she maybe wants to get a home.
If that's the case, she could tell us.
But let's see what she says.
I'm just feeling that enough time has passed.
She needs it.
You need to get it.
Yeah, she needs something to buy.
And you deserve it.
Of course. It's right, 2015.
No.
7 years.
You could possibly get a lawyer if you have to.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. That is talking sometimes, but...
Like a percentage.
It's threatened.
I would threaten.
Maybe she already has. I don't know. But we'll see what it says. 7 years.
Or if I can get it on the phone, like on the master, I think that we could really connect better. You're waiting.
Yeah.
What's going on around you?
Yeah. And she said she just can't all the time because of the noise and background noise. And we understand sometimes it's in the way of a lot of calm. And she's called us before.
Yeah. Well, that's okay.
And maybe in the future, we're doing Friday, Saturday. Right away on a Monday, so you'll be able to call in one of those.
And you are entered in the drawing, and if you win one of the prize readings,
sure.
I don't care if your dog is barking, because mine might be being...
Yeah, well, the private thing, it's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, lean on them, because it's funny. You deserve it, you know. I'm like, what is it, J.G. Ward?
It's my money, and I want it now. We don't even want it on the road. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's an interesting thing that they did that J.G. Ward. I bet everybody's doing it now, though.
Well, the branding, I know their slogan.
Well, and they're the ones that are in all the other places.
Yeah, you need to get your still, man. God's sake.
Drop the hammer.
I would.
We know.
Yeah. All right, well, good luck on that. Please let us know how it goes, because sometimes when we read the cards, these vibrations go out, and people will get a hold of me the next week and say, you'll never guess what happened.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad because they've already, she got hit by somebody, a driver. That's 5 years ago. She said 7, actually, said 2015, didn't she?
That was me. I don't know if she said 2015.
I thought she'd put a date down. It was a long time ago, 1750. Anyway, it was many years. And she said, they right off the bat, they said that's 100% their fault. But in their feet, imagine that on money, which is crap. But we feel the court.
Yep.
And free, though. We feel free.
Instead, on the corporate level, they've got the money.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's why they drag their feet. Yep. All right, well,
thank
5 years,
Lord.
So it's 2015.
Yeah, please check with us. And we'll
see. Too long.
Oh, but way too long.
She already knows that.
You know, I'm also feeling there's something lost, let's say, among the paperwork with them. Maybe it's a computer crash of some sort, but it doesn't matter. They own the money.
They do.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Okay. All right. Fudge. 4-3. You dropped. Wax in the toes for you to call back for it to me. I wish all the clocks out to get a reading.
Nothing like guilt tripping them.
No, but they probably, if they didn't know better, I saw 4 minutes left.
Yeah.
They don't realize Monday, all the other shows, it's our show. We extend it a little bit. Monday, it's digital, and they have a show right behind. They can't do it.
Yeah.
But we can do it.
And please forgive us. We are suffering allergies here. Seasonal, something fierce. Oh, Athena's here. I wonder when you snuck in.
Is she from Tennessee?
That must be her, yeah.
All right, well, the lines are open, and here we go. Let's see.
He's back.
Somebody's back. Let's find out who's back, because somebody else said they were calling in. All right, Tennessee, who do we have on the line live?
Hello
Athena.
There.
Oh, Athena.
Athena.
Got back.
We haven't heard from you in quite a while. So it's nice to hear from
you
now.
All. That's why I called.
Oh, we missed you too.
And real quick before we get into Athena's reading, Tanya said she's calling in. Go ahead and call in. We already ended the show for a few minutes, so we could take a caller, Tanya. Just to let you know she's on your page.
Oh, we twisted
in.
Her arm.
Yep. Go ahead and call in. Don't worry about the clock. That clock has been on the road a little bit, so we got some extra time. Anyway, let's go back to Athena.
Okay, Athena, what's happening in your beautiful slice of life?
I really don't know. I'm just kind of, I'm trying to figure out, like, I know that I've had a lot of soul searching and stuff, and so I'm just, you know, kind of lost and looking for any guidance.
Okay, bring us up to date a little bit. You have a son, right?
Yes.
And he is absolutely gorgeous. I've seen his pictures. So adorable. And
oh, thank you.
Are you unattached?
I am unattached.
Okay. She's currently.
And are you working? I know you're retired from the military. And thank you so much for your service. Thank you.
Thank you. I am retired and I kind of want to go back to dating and stuff, but I don't know. It's a scary world now, and I don't know if I'm really ready to go back.
I'm scared, too, with the possibility of meeting somebody I don't know, and there's so many nut jobs running around.
Yeah, especially when a lot of it starts on social media where everybody is all bold and untruthful on social media. So it's kind of, you have to be cautious. So there's no problem with being scared. I'm not sure if you're ready. I mean, that's smart, actually, instead of being crazy, just throwing yourself out there. I don't think there's anything wrong with being apprehensive nowadays.
But you know what's funny? The universe will conspire with us at those times we feel like nothing going on. And it's a higher power, too. It will put somebody right there in the middle of our lives when we least expect it, and it's as if personally chosen for you. So let's see what cards have to say. Now, you clearly have had a relationship that went bad. I see here. Are you over that?
It's been over for 8 years, and I spent a lot of time, but I'm still gun-shy because of that, I guess, you know.
Sure.
You think
perfectly
someone is
normal.
Something, and then you find out there's something totally different, and you should have seen red flags, so you doubt your own judgment, I guess, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, I learned the hard way over $85,000 from a guy who seemed to be the perfect match. You know, he was a thief and a scoundrel. So,
right.
I understand you completely. And you know what's trauma? That trauma doesn't know a timeline. It can be with you for life. Some people suffer so badly that it literally becomes PTSD. I'm not seeing that for you. But I am seeing that you've not been treated well. And you now sort of have a defensive expectation that, well, what's the point in even saying, because they're all going to...
Yeah, you get discouraged. You get discouraged. That's what a human does after they've reached into a bunch and pick up the first three things they grabbed are sour apples.
And when you feel like a loser magnet, which is how I felt many times in my life. I want to tell you, you got a guy coming here. I do not believe there's any connection to the past. It's really that this is, he's very right for picking. He's looking for a really true blue mate, a genuine human traitor, the queen is. I mean, this guy is offer. And he wants somebody that's going to believe them. But, people are alone. So lonely that it's about a life preserver that's floating by.
Right, yeah. No, that's desperation. That's starting off on the wrong foot when you do that.
That's not going to be the case for you. But I think when you meet him, oh my God, this is the one thing Deborah was mentioning. And he's got a beautiful heart and a beautiful spirit. He's very artistic, very altruistic. He loves to help humanity. He could be an artist, a writer, you know, somebody who's very you say it sometimes.
Musician. So
yeah.
Somebody who's into creativity, not science and facts.
Right. Like Aquarius of the Zodiac. Okay. And you come through more as a Queen of Hearts, which is going to be a beautiful match between the two of you when he arrives. Okay? Now, I really feel it's going to be way sooner than you think.
Okay, that's good.
And, you know, I'm not saying you have to be all churchy and religious. He's spiritual in the sense of saying, I'm having a higher power. And when the time is right, my true mate will be there for me. And he is going to be your soulmate. You two will live out the rest of your lives together. And it's not often I get to see this. And I'd like to talk to you about your son for a minute. How old is he?
17.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm seeing here, and maybe you, this is when it's hard, but I feel like I have to mention that the fact that he may be indulging in stuff that maybe he should be. And I feel that he's got a certain amount of depression. He's like self-medicating. You get that from him?
Yes. I just put him in therapy, actually.
Well, good for you. Now, I feel like it reminds me of Ozzy Osbourne's daughter. I forget her name. Karen's daughter, and she used to come out, and I'm not saying this is your son's case, but she came out in public, and she said, you know, people, those that do drugs, we drink a lot as young people. She said, it's not that we do it just for the high, but we do it to feel normal. It really struck me. You know, that really did. So I'm glad he's in therapy.
Yeah, a lot of people are self-medicated. That's how they do it. That's only, you know, you can only self-medicate with things that are available to you.
That's true.
You're not a therapist or a doctor.
And now with weed becoming so available and legal, that's the direction he may be going is either into drinking, and I don't know, is he doing any substance abusing that you know of?
He was smoking pot, and I know he ate some shrooms a couple of weeks ago at a party, and it didn't go well. So he called his mom to come get him.
Look at that.
Bad parties, but, you know, typically people don't repeat those mistakes.
Oh, yeah. But it's good to have a parent.
Oh, absolutely.
Will come.
Yeah, you need somebody to rescue.
Oh,
Parents or a friend or something.
Yeah, I used to tell all my sons, and I only have one. He's 28 now, the baby of the family, and he actively uses, but only in the evenings or on the weekends. And it's legal here now, so it's not like I can say no. But I used to tell all the kids, you know what? If drugs were that great, all of us would be doing them. Everybody around the world. And I think your son will definitely grow out of it. It's the depression that needs to be focused
on. Yeah, right. It's a self-medication thing, right?
Yeah, so I'm glad you called in. And when I saw that, I thought, I have to discuss that with her. Because I would hate to see it. This boy has so much going for him. You know that. He's actually quite brilliant. And sometimes I think that's what makes these kids as they're growing feel like an outsider. Because they're not an idiot, you know. So, Athena, you've got a great man coming into your life. And you are a great mother to your son. So I'm really proud of you that you took the step to get him in therapy. And I really feel there will be a good positive outcome to all of this. And forget those guys from the past. You know, learn your lessons from them. That you can be so scared to be talking about cooking turkey. You are ready to cook as a turkey. And those guys, they're like spoiled, rotten turkeys. They weren't good for you. He's almost ready, a little butt to pop, you know, like on the turkey. A little, what is that thing? A little butt.
The button they stick in the breast, it pops and tells you it's done.
Yeah, he's just about done too. Both me and you can together. And now you're going to be
on to that's over.
Yeah, we're going to
flip that piece of paper over. We're going to write all the names of people that were here tonight.
And every time anybody shows, by the way, over the weekend, we're going
to
do it tomorrow night and Saturday
we're
gonna night.
Add to the list.
We are going to put your name back in. So it increases your chance.
Ooh, good luck on that, Dad.
Yeah,
well, that's on you and me. I'm not being part of that.
Somebody might win three readings.
Yeah, I'm not going to you.
Well, Athena, good luck, but I don't think you need luck.
Have
I think
fun with that, Dad.
I think you're really smart and a good lady. And you
thank
were
you
a great
so
soldier. All right, honey, take care.
Yeah.
Take
and
care.
Thank you for calling back up.
Yeah,
thank
you.
We like that.
Okay, this would be our last one, I think, 607.
It shall do so.
And where are they called?
Area code 607. Your area code indicates New York, but I have a feeling you're not there. 607, who are we speaking with?
Tanya.
It is Tanya.
Hey, Tanya.
They came in South Carolina. Who's new? Yay.
Hey.
All right.
So
what glad we twisted your arm.
What part of Pennsylvania are you from?
I am up by Scranton. It's a little village called Sherman.
Oh, where the office?
The old Scranton,
yeah.
Wilkes Bar metropolitan area, all three of them all lumped together.
Are they?
Yes, they are.
All right, Tanya, glad to have you
she knows.
On the show with us. How are you enjoying South Carolina?
I'm melting.
Yeah.
It's very
hot.
Visiting
relatives. Yeah, it is. We've had a hot spring here until just the last 3 days. But, yeah, we're in the 90s a few days ago.
But it's a very charming part of the country.
It is.
Oh, South Carolina's cool. I've been to Myrtle Beach many a time.
So tell us, what can we do for you in a reading today?
I would like to know about my full custody.
You got a little bit choppy on us, and that happens sometimes on the internet. Maybe repeat the question a little bit slower, if you could.
I would like to know about son getting custody.
Getting custody?
No, about her getting custody. I think of the son.
Oh, she said her son getting custody.
What's about your son getting custody?
Yes.
Is there a... unfit mother in the picture?
Or a split up, I guess.
She's mentally unstable.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Deb picked up on that the way I wouldn't.
Well, then what a good father he is.
Sure. Well, I mean, you got to protect the child.
You know, I've had men walk away from me with their children in my care, you know, and left me holding the bag. I hate to admit that, but I think there's a lot more bad fathers out there, and they're good.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of times if bad fathers walk away, they're doing the children a favor.
And that's
true. And mothers, when people walk away and they're not committed to the child, then...
It's like Judge Judy said, you picked him.
Yeah, if you pick a turd, you got to get to smell that turd, you know, unfortunately. Yeah, that's
right.
Just the way it is.
But boy, that's, I am really proud of your son. You know.
Thank you.
What is the child? Is it a boy, girl? What do they have?
Two girls.
Oh,
it's two children.
Young?
Yes. They're under five.
Oh. Little
it's,
darling.
But the good thing is their minds are still, this, if it can get settled and put behind them, it might not damage them like it does older children. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Anya, I'm going to tell you right here and right now, if this doesn't turn out to be with your son having the custody of those children, I'm going to feel like I need to eat these cards, and I need a lot of salt for that because I feel it came.
Yeah, they don't smell very good.
The mother is completely incapable of taking care of these kids. You know, I want to tell you something. I don't think she's going to live very long, the mother. And it's a lot of bad decision-making. And
yeah, a lot of young people do that in this world.
These kids
now
need a stable, normal life.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm telling you, I think there's going to be a celebration.
Yes.
A celebration in your...
This is the life.
It's coming soon. So... I hope he gets all his ducks in the row. And, you know, what Jim said is really important. It's not about getting to the mother. You know, it's about what matters to the children.
Right. Guys are jerkwads and not children. Well, you know what? You know, people don't force them to be dead. But you don't want to force them to be dead. That's not really a dead. It's not going to be good.
And the kid will see right
there.
I've got a friend who has a son with four
six children there and
I don't know if
I have
speakerphone on it.
They're my husband. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, a couple of things. If you're on the phone, please don't do it. If you can't seat down, don't move around on the phone's internet. That's all.
I'm just painting to your husband.
I did not hear anything because it breaks up so bad.
Yeah, we're going on.
Well, please watch. Tell her watch.
What's here?
You can watch the replay.
Yes.
You're on, if you're on,
watch the live all over again so I can see it.
Every show after completion, we immediately post on Facebook right away. It can take 5 to 10 minutes sometimes because the show's posted, but it'll be there within an hour max.
Okay. Yeah.
And I was mentioning that I have a friend with four daughters. And I think there's like three baby mamas involved.
Baby mama.
Yeah, and her son, such good care of the little girls. He didn't marry any of them, but he does their hair. He buys them pretty little outfits. They're always clean. So I don't think you have to have a vagina to be a great parent. Because he's a living example.
Right. I mean, it's terrible. It's just the that's things changing, you know.
And the point is, feed and punish is not just like save those little good for him. All right, let us know. We're going to have another night. Sorry to say, but remember, we'll be back tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. And we'll be on Blog Talk, and we will be right here on...
call first, and then the show ends. Okay. So we say goodnight.